This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome, everybody, to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have a phenomenal neighbor on with us, my good buddy, Aaron Barber from AB Electric. What's going on, man?
Not much. How's it going?
Wish the sun was shining this morning like it was yesterday, but hey, beggars can't be choosers, right?
That's correct.
So I know a little bit about your business, but for our listeners who don't know, why don't we dive right in and tell us a little bit more about your business?
So I'm an electrical contractor in the Barrie area. We service residential and commercial. We do everything from quick service calls to renovations and possibly custom homes if you're looking to build your dream house.
So what is typically, like, let's unpack this a little bit for, I mean, electrician is kind of widely known of what it is, but maybe going down into some of the finer tune things for people who don't live in your world, you know, every single day, what do you typically see when you go on a service call? What's the kind of the wide range there that you get?
Generally, a lot of times we're out on service calls. It's people losing power or some sort of power source in the house. Whether it's your receptacles, your light fixtures, or it could be possibly an issue to do with hydro, and we've got to come in and troubleshoot and figure out what's going on so we can get you back up and going again.
Very nice. You know, the one thing about electrical is, I mean, there's a lot of electricians out there, but you know, what does AB Electric stand out above the crowd? Why would I want to come use AB Electric?
Whenever you give us a shout, we're always there in a timely fashion. We try to pride ourselves on cleaning up and just getting the job done and making sure you're happy with our services and that we've solved your issues when we left your house or your business.
Do you think like communication is like a really big thing in the electrical world? Like I know generally speaking in the trades, you know, communication is really important. I know you guys pride yourself on having that high level of communication with your clients.
That's a huge problem that we hear all the time is communications, yeah. Not just electricians, but contractors in general. It is, you know, it can be a struggle sometimes when you're busy, but people need to stay in the loop and you need to let people know when you're coming and be very clear about it so that they're happy with your service.
Now you got to go to school to get your, is it called a red seal?
It's a red seal trade, yeah. So there's, we're a 309A electrician, which is construction maintenance. Yeah, so to become an electrician, you have to go to school three times, but they're actually changing that now to a fourth term.
Oh, really?
And if you want to work for yourself, you got to have a master's license, and that requires 3 years of experience as a licensed electrician. And then you have to go write a separate test for that as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite a bit of school.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, with the fourth term coming in now, all new apprentices will be doing that. And basically, with all the technology coming down the line with car chargers and solar and everything else, they've decided to add more schooling to it to get people trained up.
That makes sense. Are the other guys grandfathered in, or do you have to go through that process as well?
Anybody that's already signed up in the trade is grandfathered, but as of September, any new apprentices will be required to go to school four times. So it's really gonna probably add another year or two to the apprenticeship now.
Okay. You ever zapped yourself?
Several times.
I remember doing a project with my dad back, like I was young, man. I was like maybe 13, and we took out this wall, and this is back when we lived in the Outer Bluffs. Took a wall out between like the kitchen and where a TV room was. My dad did the project himself. He did the electrical himself. I guess he forgot to flick the breaker or whatever. He had the saw out or whatever. He totally cut a line, almost killed himself, zapped himself, made him fly back, landed on his ass. You look back, you in the moment, like super scary. My mom's freaking out. You know, he's shaking up or whatever, but you look back on it now, and obviously he survived through that ordeal. It's a little humorous, but obviously not funny because, you know, getting zapped sucks.
Yeah, it does. It's generally when it does happen, you've trusted someone else and they've told you the power was off and it wasn't off. But, you know, realistically in this day and age, they tell you should never work live. But when you're doing service work, especially residential, we work live quite a bit just for the simple fact trying to troubleshoot without the power on is pretty difficult.
Yeah, I could imagine that, eh?
Generally, it's a lot easier to be working on it while it's live so you can diagnose the problem.
Right, right. So tell our listeners a little bit about your journey. Like, how and why did you get into doing what you were doing? What were you doing before this, or have you always been an electrician?
I got into the electrical trade pretty much right out of high school. I did go to college for a bit and really was not enjoying what I was doing. I always enjoyed construction. And I just kind of, to be honest, it was a bit of a fluke. One of my dad's buddies was an electrician and they were looking for help. So I figured I'd try it out. And, you know, 18 years later, here I am. But I did always really enjoy the hands-on work. And I just really enjoyed the electrical once I got into it. And it's such a versatile trade that you can pretty much do anything and go anywhere you want with it, with all the different industries out there.
Let's talk to me a little bit about that versatility, just so that people can get a bit of a clearer picture on what you mean by that.
I mean, as an electrician, you know, you can go do anything from whether you just want to wire houses every day to service and maintenance. You can get into the commercial end of things, just working on big commercial buildings. Some guys pretty much stick to industrial, which is a whole different ball game. The ticket we have does allow us to do it all. But there's a lot of different industries to go into. And especially now with what's coming down the line with, you know, the whole electric car gig and, you know, solar and all this different clean energy, it all requires electricians. And there's going to be a lot of work for electricians for years to come.
Yeah, I was going to say that's all good news for you guys, right?
It is.
So in the world of electrical, are there any like myths or misconceptions that you get from customers?
The biggest one, and we hear it all the time, is that, it goes back to what we were talking about before, is guys not showing up when they're going to. And the funniest one is always everyone says electricians never clean up after themselves, which I find interesting because a lot of the guys I know, and us especially, we, you know, pride ourselves. And when we leave your house or your job site, we pride ourselves in cleaning up after ourselves. It should be just as clean, if not cleaner, than when you walked into that job first thing in the morning.
Oh, very nice. I mean, that's a big thing, right? Yeah. And I'm probably going to make the assumption here that almost everybody who's listening to the show has kind of experienced a little bit of this or a little bit of that when it's come to having a contractor come in or whatnot. And maybe not leaving it as tidy or not even doing it, period. So, I mean, that's good to know, right? It's good to know for the people listening that you guys pride yourselves on that kind of thing. What do you do for fun? I know a little bit about this question, but for our listeners, they don't really know.
For me, it's I do love hockey, whether it's coaching my kids hockey or playing hockey myself. That's what I really enjoy, especially watching my little guys play now. We also, as a family, we have a couple ATVs. We like to hit the trails in the nice weather, well, bad weather too, but we like to get out there and go exploring and go out for some nice tours.
You have twin boys, right?
I do. They're 12. They will be 13 in November.
Nice. When they get their own bikes?
I don't know. Maybe I'll upgrade and give them mine in a couple of years.
You got a touring model? You got a two-up?
We have two of the two-ups, so we can go out as a family and nice. Be legal out there on the trails.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. But
they're at the age where now they do the driving a lot of the time. We sit back and let them drive.
Enjoy the scenery.
Exactly.
Whereabouts do you guys go? I've got a 2013 Polaris Sportsman Touring. It's been a great bike. Had an opportunity to take it into some rough terrain a little bit, but you know, where do you guys go when you take them out?
A lot of the times we'll go out just on the other side of Angus there to Brentwood, just to get started on the trail system there. But pretty much all over all over the Angus, Wasaga Beach, and just up around the Minising area. There's lots of trails running through those areas, so that's generally where we go. Now, we would, this year, we're looking at possibly doing some overnight stuff and trying some different areas out. And then we also, we have a cottage up in the Restool area, so we take them up there in the summer and go exploring up there.
Yeah, I'm getting excited for, we had that nice little taste like a few weeks ago, and then Mother Nature's just flipping us the bird like super hard over these this last week and this week. So, you know, you start thinking about it, you start getting all these plans, and then for like two straight weeks, it's like, nah, you're not allowed to think of that.
I know. It's even frustrating because they don't open the trails back up again until May 1st. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, we could be out right now, but nothing's open. So it's very frustrating.
Are you a Leaf fan?
Yes, I'm a Leaf fan. We'll see what happens this year when playoffs hit.
I won't dive hard into that question. I know better, being a Leaf fan myself, not to ask, you know, I would call them dumb questions. There's never a dumb question, but when it comes to Leafland, there are dumb questions like, hey, are you excited about the playoffs? No, no one's excited about it. Let's just see what happens. If we get into the second round, then, you know, we can all maybe sleep easy.
Could be our year. You never know. It could be our year. But to be honest, I love the Leafs, but I'm more of an OHL fan now. And it'd be nice to see the Barrie Colts get out of the first round. It's not looking hopeful this year with being an 8-seed team, but we'll see what happens.
When your boys play, do they play similar positions or?
No, one's a goalie and one is a defenseman. So, well, defenseman forward, he can't make his mind up. But yeah, one's a goalie. I consistently ask him if he still wants to be a goalie every year, but he keeps saying yes. So,
hey, goalies are weird, man. Is he a weirdo or what?
He's the stranger one of the two. So, yeah, your typical goalie.
Oh, that's awesome, man, that's cool. You know, you got it going on with all that stuff. And when you play forward, D?
I play D most of the time. Yeah, especially as I get older, forward's a lot more skating now, so I like to stick to defense.
I can't go backwards, man. I don't know. Okay, so have you ever been through like a challenge in maybe in your business career that you had to kind of, you know, push through that, you know, because of that, maybe it made you stronger, made you better for it?
Yeah, well, there has been a lot of challenges along the way. I mean, in the beginning for us, there was some challenges, you know, you're getting started, you're trying to take on lots of work and you don't have the manpower to do it all and you're working crazy hours. Most recently, the challenge we've had is adapting to what's happening in the economy right now. You know, we had a couple great years through COVID and even before that. But unfortunately, with interest rates and what's going on now, people just are not spending money. So it has been a challenge for us. And we're definitely adapting to some different work right now to stay busier because for the last few years, we've focused on a lot of renovations with quite a few different contractors and designers. And even we were big into investment, like with the investors doing rental duplexes and a lot of that work. And most of that stuff with interest rates and pricing gone up has kind of died off. So we've kind of had to turn to a lot more service. And now we've actually gotten in with a couple insurance contractors. So a lot of our work this year will be insurance work.
Right. I mean, that's the thing, right? When you're a business owner, you got to keep your ear to the ground. And sometimes you have to pivot your business and change and swing up how you do things. And the good news is it's not going to last forever, right?
No, it's like anything. Everything goes in cycles and, you know, you just have to adapt, and that's what we've done for the last 7-8 years is adapt to what the market's doing. And yeah, every year is different, and you just got to roll with it.
No, totally, 100%. Being a part of you know, our circle and getting an opportunity to listen to, you know, what some of the top professionals in our area are saying, and even beyond that. It's encouraging to know that as long as everything kind of remains the same, it looks like about, you know, by the end of this year, starting of next year, we should be able to kind of see that light at the end of the tunnel. And then by mid next year, and for sure by three quarters through 2025, if everything goes the way it's supposed to go, we should be kind of moving out of all of this stuff. And I think that's going to be a welcome thing for most people.
I think so.
Yeah, totally. So I got one more question for you. It's off the question list that you got. So I'll throw you for a nice little loop, but it should be easy for you to answer because I know you're passionate about what you do. But what keeps you going? You've been doing it for 18 years. You said it's nice and versatile. You know, what's your favorite part about the job, and where do you find your passion to do what you do every day?
For me, I really do enjoy the putting on the tools part, but you know, especially now I do a lot of the service end of it. I really do enjoy going in and solving people's problems and getting them figured out, and getting, whether it's power turned back on or coming up with solutions on how to fix their problems. And the simple fact is I like being out on the road. Every day is a different day. You know, today is going to be way different than the next day. And there's just such a different scope of work on a daily basis that every day is a new day. And for this trade, you're never going to know it all. You're learning all the time. Everything's changing, especially with technology now. I mean, you're forced to constantly learn and learn new skills.
Very cool. I love the answer. Well, we ended up meeting through my parents. You ended up going to do a service call at their house, and they knew I was starting doing what I was doing, and I was looking for an electrician, and mom and dad are like, you should call this guy. He was absolutely phenomenal, were the words that came out of their mouth. They said that you had a really good level of communication and that they would highly recommend you to do your work. And knowing you for as long as I've known you now, I'll echo that sentiment. Phenomenal individual, great family, great business. Thanks a lot for doing this. For those who are interested, possibly want to learn more information, or would like to reach out for any type of project that they got going on, or if they know somebody who does and just want to refer a solid local electrician, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Best way to reach out would be phone, text, or email. We also Facebook too. We do have a website, and if you really want to check us out, check out the Ardagh Bluffs magazine. We're in there as well.
And so give us your website, give us your phone number.
Phone number is 705-794-4249, and the website is abelectriccanada.ca.
Rock and roll, man. That was a lot of fun. Great conversation. Thanks a lot for coming on the show and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
No worries, buddy. Anytime.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Midhurst. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com. Or call 705-413-3775.